Say you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you. Me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together, happy together, so happy together, so happy together.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis. And 106.7 FM St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries. Ben, what mic are you? Number four?
Four.
That's right.
Four.
Four for fun and frivolity.
Four. So, good Hi. Evening and welcome to Crap from the Past this evening.
Hello. Oh,
hey, Ben.
Hi.
Hi, I am your substitute teacher in a graduate level course in pop music. And Ben is my TA.
Oh, I thought I was the pupil.
No, the audience is the pupil.
Oh, okay.
Though, you don't know when I'm going to play, so...
I don't,
so You are pupil enough for the rest of them.
Okay, I'll be the representative of the people. The pupil. The pupil people.
By the pupil and for the people.
Got it.
Part of the reason I've asked you here today, Ben, is that last time when I was on Crap from the Past, I don't think that I really mentioned Below the Waist.
Below the Waist.
If you are an avid KFAI listener, you've probably heard us say, "What is Below the Waist?"
What is it?
No, now you do your audible sound thing.
Oh, 101 audible sounds.
So we're a podcast here on KFAI.org, and we have been for nearly a year.
Very close.
Yep. And, you know, we have listenership. There's people out there.
A whole ship of listeners.
A whole... You scared me for a second.
I know.
Be very careful.
I will be.
Yes.
I've prepared speaking only in benedictions.
Oh, very clever.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Benedictions.
Yes.
That's even cleverer than I thought.
I can't quit you, Ben.
Okay. Good. Me neither.
Let's get back to the point of what we're here for today.
Yes.
So, the name of this show that I've decided is Going Back for Seconds. Do you know why it's called Going Back for Seconds?
I think.
You think? Well, let me tell you.
Go ahead and tell me.
All right, sorry, Ron. We're getting our bearings here. So that was the Turtles. That was Happy Together by the Turtles. Their big sunshiny pop hit.
A cappella.
Yes, a cappella. Because we don't. I mean, when we have the chance to play things not in the usual sense, why not do them?
Why not?
Right. So that's also what we're going to do here. In Going Back for Seconds, where we play. The hit, that the group then tries to recreate. Sometimes it was a hit, and sometimes it was not.
More often not.
More often not. In the case of the Turtles, though, so they had that hit, and the record company kept saying, well, why don't you write another Happy Together? Why don't you take this this Chip Mormon tune, Chips Mormon, I think is who wrote that, and write another song like Happy Together. And they didn't want to do that, so they wrote a song called Eleanor, which is a parody of Happy Together. If you listen to the words, or don't listen to these words that are coming up, but it's a parody of them, of their record company saying, hey, why don't you write another one of these? And they said, fine, we'll write another one, but it's going to totally suck and it's going to be stupid. And it became one of their biggest hits.
Surprise.
Surprise. And that won't be what'll happen for the rest of the night. We're going to play the big hit and then the little runoff hit that sounds exactly like the previous hit.
The cash in.
Yes. Yes, the cash in.
Mm-hmm.
Going back for seconds.
Sometimes with a full plate and sometimes with a giblet or two.
Sometimes going back and getting the exact same thing. And so, since we are going to try to avoid the obvious as much as possible, here's Gianni Morandi from 1970 doing an Italian version of Eleanor here on Crap from the Past.
Tu nel tuo letto caldo, io per la strada al freddo, ma non è questo che mi fa triste. Qui fuori dai tuoi sogni, l'amore sta morendo, ognuno pensa solo a se stesso. Basta con i sogni, ora sei tu che dormi, ora il dolore io lo conosco. Quello che mi dispiace è quel che imparo adesso, ognuno pensa solo a se stesso. Oh,
Say, Sammy.
He said it.
Sammy.
Said it to you.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry. Sorry. Still getting our bearings. Crap from the past.
It
Can
is.
You hear me? Can
I,
you hear me?
I got you.
Sorry about that.
Sorry that you can. I can hear you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you're also you
used
be.
To. We're used to talking over music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the silence.
Isn't it? That's not silence. There's ambiance.
Ah.
Welcome back, folks. Crap from the past. Ben and Mason below the waist.
True.
That's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like here.
It is.
We're going back for seconds here. That was a double shot of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. This is a double shot weekend here on Crap from the Past. But those shots look pretty much exactly the same.
Yes.
So we had Wooly Bully, followed by Juju Hand.
Juju Hand.
Ben, what do you know about a Juju Hand?
All I know is Yokomata Huba Bakwa.
What does that mean?
I think it's something that people say when they feel a specific affinity for one another. I think it's a term of endearment. I think that what Sam the Sham is saying is, I love you, Mason.
Me specifically?
What
I know about the Juju is that he loves me, but he needs voodoo to make it happen.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Sam wants to show us the voodoo that he do.
Right, with his hand.
I really honestly could have played about five other songs that sounded exactly like Wooly Bully from Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Thank you.
For not?
For, well, yes. No, a little restraint after.
I'll be honest, I went back for seconds. I had two Thanksgiving dinners.
That's extreme.
Yes. And I went back for seconds twice.
What? That's like four Thanksgiving dinners.
That's like four shams.
Four shams of Sam.
Have we talked about Jay and the Techniques, Ben?
You and I personally?
Us personally.
Not particularly, no.
No.
Though we all share a love of food.
Do you share a love for the good Northern Soul sound?
Yes. Though I tend to prefer it in its original environment.
What, in England?
Which is not in England, no.
Oh.
I mean, unless it was English produced.
Well, these guys are from Allentown.
Well, that's not in England, is it?
These are working town, working class men. Gonna teach us a little tune about apple peaches and pumpkin pie.
Mighty tasty.
Which are things that we could have eaten yesterday, and I guess you can, you don't have to eat those on a specific day, do you?
No, you don't. There's still hope for you.
I want to give a shout out to Gretchen, who, if she were here, would be doing the hand motion.
Oh.
Right now.
Should I be doing hand motions?
No. Only if it goes along with this song.
Okay.
We might have some hand motion songs coming up here after the break. But let's get into Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie here on Crap from the Past. Going back for seconds.
You're the one who stole it. I'm gonna hop to this little game of chasing you.
again with another tune that could just go ahead and be the name of the evening. It's the same old song.
You don't say.
Here on Craft from the Past. I do say, Ben.
Do it.
Ben of Below the Waist fame.
Ben of Below the Waist fame. Below the Waist on KFAI.org.
Yes. Many orgs.
Many orgs.
There are many orgs, but only one is KFAI.
Dot.
So let's go backwards, eh? Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. So that was the same old song by the Four Tops, written in response to the song before it, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, being such an immediate success. Motown went to Holland Dozier Holland and said, give us another one of those immediately. And within about 48 hours, they flipped the chords backwards to the hit song and wrote a song about hearing the same song over and over again and made another hit single.
So weird.
It's so clever. Why work? I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Okay.
Do I have your permission to do these things?
Yeah, that was my permission, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, what did we do before that?
There was a Jay and the Techniques.
Yes. Yes, the Northern Soul guys, which basically just means that they had... They made R&B records that weren't always huge hits, but had that that driving beat.
The driving beat, that's all that matters.
That's all that the four on the floor, right?
Right, you gotta get on the floor.
Wake up, Ben.
I'm waking up.
Yeah?
I'm awake.
All right, it's about, is it 11 o'clock already?
It's 11 o'clock already.
It is 1 till 11. We are zooming through here.
Zooming.
I might just have to skip some of the ones that are really obvious. Like... There are some songs that everybody just knows.
We know them.
And I think I might stop playing some of these. And we'll just play the sound alike. And if you don't know it, go to the I'm going to head over to the Crap from the Past page here on Facebook. And if for some reason you don't know what that song is, you and I can converse.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And when I said that, I meant that as the potential Facebook interaction participant and not as myself here in the studio with you.
Below the Waist are frequent internet participatory people.
Yes. Below
you
the
and
Waist
I?
Is.
Yeah, belowthewaist.org. Don't forget that.
There is belowthewaist.org.
This is why I need another person here to help me promote things.
Well, let's promote it.
When I was on a couple months ago, I did almost entirely 90s stuff, I think, to promote the 90s Preservation Society. And I forgot all about Below the Waist.
It's easy to do.
I only do it every week.
So. No, right.
It becomes a part of your life.
It does. It's natural as getting up and shaving some cantaloupes.
How often do you do that?
You've seen me.
I was actually just tempted to just say below the waist there.
I know. I keep feeling it too.
I wish
you gotta say crap from the past.
Yeah, crap from the past. Should we... Oh, you don't even know what we're doing. Let's front sell the... let's get into a double shot here. A two for Friday. A tofurkey...
Tofurkey Friday?
Tofurkey Friday,
Tofu...
It's a freaky Friday because, man, they look exactly the same, do they not?
They do. It's almost like they switched.
Here's a double shot of my swinging medallions on crap from the past.
Love me so right, yeah. Oh, you love me so right. can't you? is a message to the leaders of the world.
Nama nama ding ding. Nama nama. Let the silent pizza sing, Ben.
Do it, please.
You want to do the legal ID since
listen to the,
I,
listen
since
to the
I
world.
It?
Listen to the leaders of the world.
You want to read the, you want to do an official legal ID?
That sounds like a great idea, Mason.
I'm saying that you should do it, sir.
Oh, right. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries.
And now we are legal. We're in the clear. FCC, you got nothing on me.
It felt weird for a second there.
Yeah. I felt like my car was about to get towed.
Oh.
Which I mean, still could be true.
I think I saw that when I was arriving.
Could I get a ride?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm your ride.
You are, but I've got a little
I'm
bit
your
of
ride
room.
Tonight,
I got
ben
a little
on,
bit of room on my satchel.
Your satchel. You're listening to Crap from the Past, for those that don't know. And if you don't know, how do you not know?
Well, they know now.
This thing's been here for 20 plus years, and I've been allowed to defile it twice now.
Well, that's a drop in the bucket, right?
Right.
That's not very many times.
I mean, what does the Boogie Monster have to lose?
I don't know.
Do you feel more comfortable now that there's music behind
I
us
I do
again?
Feel, yes.
Okay.
Yep, the music, the plates clinking and feet shuffling was a little unnerving, actually. I mean, it's good that it's there. That's fine.
Yeah.
You can keep it there. But yeah, it was a little weird with.
I understand
the we're, sounds of an
we're,
a,
we're already,
empty
we're
train
far
station.
Enough out of our comfort element. On live radio, we're not always live when we do Below the Waist.
Below the Waist, the podcast on KFAI.org.
Yes. We do actually. We record it all in one shot, but
it's recorded live, but it's not live in this
right.
sense.
The elements of danger are not there.
No. And there's a lot of danger in this room today.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Actually, I think the drummer next door is gone. They tore all that down.
Well, that was quick.
Well, I better go ahead and recap what we've done so that we have time to do more.
Do it.
Stop the War Now, banned by Edwin Starr.
Consider it done.
All right. Which, I think we're all familiar with the war and what it's good for.
Which is nothing, for the most part.
Absolutely, Ben.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how did the Nancy Sinatra grab you?
It grabbed me.
Have you heard that before?
Not that version, which is basically a very pale imitation of.
By that version, you mean that second song that sounds exactly like These Boots Were Made for Walking?
Well, that version is because it's basically the same song, right?
Or are you talking about the Lee Hazlewood recording of it? inexplicable that was.
Inexplicable.
Yeah.
That's my comment.
All right.
Thanks, Nancy.
How does that grab you, darling? And before that, my swinging medallions, both of them. She drives me out of my mind and a double shot of my baby's love. That is two of the three singles I know by those guys. Third one does not sound like that, which was not the hit.
My C.
Yes.
If it ain't broke, don't re-record another song.
If it works once, try it at least one more time, and maybe it'll work. It'll definitely work in Europe. We'll get to Aqua, and they recorded pretty much the same song for like three records.
Oh, the song about pirates.
Oh no! Oh, that's Toy Box.
Oh,
that's Toy Box, who is a band that sounds exactly like Aqua.
Okay.
And I wanted to say ABBA, but
ABBA.
ABBA didn't exactly do that.
They had
Aqua
some
did.
Sort of integrity, I guess.
They had a lot of. They were talented people. Let us not speak ill of the ABBA.
No ill spoken.
So we did our legal. I'm just. I should have made a list.
This is Mason's internal monologue.
Yes, and I'm gesticulating. My hands are flying all over the place.
I think you're grabbing implements with your hands.
There's something really soothing about having a pencil here. From Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
I'm not going to tell our listeners where the pencil is when
it's
you say here.
It's in my hand.
Oh, right.
It's in my hand. Yeah.
Wave it around. It's waving.
All right. Let's go back to more music.
I feel because
I did program a lot of stuff. I didn't program a lot because I thought for sure Super Listener Tom was going to come barging through the door, but...
Is that show bombing? Is that what they call it?
Yes.
The show bomber?
Yep. He was going to come in, throw a puff of smoke, and throw three David Bowie songs that all have the same chords on, but he's sadly at home, as is Gretchen. I shouted her out earlier, and I felt like I did sort of a negative shout. And
oh, well, let's play some more music before the remorse takes hold and you end up.
I love you, baby.
I love you too.
But I was gonna say below the waist. Oh, old habits die hard.
Below the crap.
Well, no, wait. Let's sell the Ides of March. Okay, so you've heard vehicle. You've heard that happen here before. I'm your vehicle woman. I'll take you anywhere I want to go.
Beep beep.
Yep. Ron usually plays that on March 15th or so. Let's see how this one grabs you here on Crap from the Past.
Always the cartoon, how it all comes back to to me, the movies every Saturday, the place we used to go to eat. I want so much to have it like it used to be. Then I see you coming into view, and your face is telling me that you, oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time. Here comes the end of the line. All you are to me. The line is something I only see. Just on the line. That's all you are to me. Just a mirage. Something that I only see. Just a mirage. That's all you are.
Start to play. I can't even eat my lunch in peace.
This hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh yeah, I'm sure enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh yeah.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no. Can't
I just
stop.
Can't stop dancing.
I won't stop now. I just can't stop dancing.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no.
Well, you will have to stop dancing, sir.
I can't.
Here on Crap from the Past. Crap from the Past. Crap from the Past. Crap from the Past.
I can't stop dancing.
Well, are you at least doing the tighten up?
Yep.
You know how to do the tighten up?
I do.
It's a little dance they got down in Houston, Texas.
Yep, it feels good.
My name is Archie Bell, and I'm also the Drells.
Also the Drells?
Yes. I'm a one-man dance machine.
Like a dance machine?
Yes. Like a dancing machine. Feel as I stop and do my thing on the scene.
Good.
Yeah. It is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Thanks for the addition.
You're welcome.
And before that, we had Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yeah.
With Mirage. A song written in a way that has been pointed out you just can't do anymore, where you take the master tape of your hit song and you accidentally put it on the reel-to-reel backwards and say, hey, I like the chords that way too.
Hmm.
And then you get yourself another hit. Was that a hit? I think made it all the way to number 10 in 1967.
That's pretty high.
Number two in Canada.
Whoa.
Yep. Number one for 1 week in Chicago.
That's not a place in to itself.
May 19th, 1967. Thanks, Wikipedia.
Good.
that's these are important things to know. If I was a real oldies DJ, like my father always wanted me to be.
Uh-oh.
No, he's asleep now.
Okay.
He doesn't even know I'm doing this. He's going to be totally jazzed. He's going to be jazzed up and bonkers about this. I just like saying jazzed up and bonkers.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, they are fellow podcastians of ours, web-exclusive contenters.
I also like to say below the waist.
That's basically why you're here.
Well, yeah.
Yes, and because you're my friend.
Thanks.
Yes.
You heard it, folks.
Yep.
There's no going back now.
Great Caesar's ghost.
I wish we could
you
say that.
You are my super friend. The Ides of March.
That's what it was.
Yep, at the top of the set. And what did I say we were going to go into now? Spooky. Spooky by the Classics 4.
And then Soul Train.
And then the Soul Train by the Classics 4. Notable for being spooky in basically just a major key instead of a minor key. For all you people that know music out there.
You people.
You people. You music makers. You singers of songs.
You dreamers of dreams.
Is that Willy Wonka?
It could have been.
Is that where that comes from?
Maybe.
I don't remember. That's okay. I don't need to know movie references. I just need to know which two songs sound alike.
And they do.
And two of them will be spooky. And I could have played Stormy, too. As far as I know, the Classics 4 all just sort of made the same song over and over again.
I think they only had 4 songs. That's why they were called the Classics 4.
Honestly, I looked at their greatest hits. 29 songs.
Wow.
29.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe at least these two, and then we'll come back and maybe we'll get into the 90s before we have to go and relinquish the seat to True Brit. So let's keep chugging along here on Crap from the Past.
Spooky.
On KFAI.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Oh,
Timmy, baby. The lights are way down low. There's a stack of records on the stereo. Let yourself unwind, girl. We're gonna take a journey down to rhythm and blues. Riding on a soul train. Yeah, baby, just me and you. You don't have to hurry on a soul train ride. You don't have to worry, let your troubles slide. Till we're out of sight, riding on a soul train. Yeah, and everything will be alright. Slow and easy, just taking our time. We ain't going nowhere, but baby, I don't mind. So put your arm around me. We're gonna take a journey down to rhythm and blues, riding on a soul train.
We'll be right back. then it's sweet to your eyes. This new dance, people, is pure dynamite. Every step is poetry in motion. Let the rhythm take your devotion. So when you feel like you wanna fight, people, listen to me or don't get uptight. This is all you do. Oh, dance the kung fu. I tell you what to do. Dance the kung fu. Yo, dance the kung fu. That's all I do. Dance the kung fu. You put your hand to the hand, then you make a little stand. You jump and you dip. Keep your back up stiff. Moving with the grace of a butterfly. Take yourself away on a natural high. If you feel like you wanna fight, listen to me, people, don't get uptight. This is all you do. Oh, dance the kung fu. This is what you do. Dance the kung fu.
So, Ben.
Yes. Mason.
From listening to that tune.
Yes.
Do you know how to dance the kung fu?
Well, it's basically swing to the left, swing to the right, and then disco dance.
Well, that's pre-disco, isn't it?
Well, he said disco dance.
Did he?
So I believe what he says. And that is really a lazy dance. I'd be like, do the, you know, hockey wig.
Yeah, do the standing still.
Do the hockey wig.
Do the stare at your feet.
Basically, just take one dance or style of dancing and make that your new dance.
Isn't that how dancing works?
No.
I'm not a very good dancer.
Okay.
So.
I guess maybe I don't know. The only thing I know about dancing is that kung fu is not a dance.
No.
And if it is, you need better instructions than disco dance. But
dance the kung fu.
Nice try.
Now.
Oh, and he talks about peace and love at the end. And, you know, kung fu's martial art.
I think he was implying that if you do feel like fighting and you feel like doing actual kung fu, dance your kung fu.
Okay, so kind of like a Michael Jackson moonwalker kind of deal. Dance to combat your foes.
Oh, I mean, I thought you meant like when he was going into a fight, he would moonwalk away from the fight.
Well, that's sensible.
Is that...
That's the sensible Michael Jackson I remember.
Oh, yeah. Let's all remember the sensible Michael Jackson. So that was Carl Douglas in a tune that does not sound exactly like kung fu fighting, but it's kind of a leftover of our leftovers here in that the spirit is there. He's gone back to the well. The well is sort of dry.
All that's left is the word kung fu.
Yeah. There are other martial arts even, you know? And previous to that, do you remember what we did?
It was something.
Oh, man, I gotta go back.
It was something that
talk for a second.
I danced. I was dancing, too. I was a little busy actually doing some dancing that allowed me to enjoy the feel of the studio on my body.
I know why I was confused, because it was the puzzle song.
Oh, the puzzle song.
Because I am terrible at puzzles.
You are really bad.
I'm really bad.
I've seen you do a crossword, and that's
I'm constantly getting whipped at words with friends, which isn't a puzzle.
No, it's not. You don't even know what a puzzle is. That's how bad you are at the puzzles. I noticed you have the E.T. card game in your bag.
Yeah, I brought that to a board game party the other night. Turns out it's not a board game.
It's not, but there is an E.T. board game, just FYI.
Yeah, I just didn't have it.
Peeled.
Point is, bad at puzzles, bad at games, not even very good at the name game.
No.
No,
it's sad.
So that was Shirley Ellis, again, going back to the well of the clapping song and the name game. That was the puzzle song. And starting off the set were the Classics 4.
Two Classics 4.
Yep. Which, I can't even do the math on what that would be.
Well, it depends on how many...
Several classics.
Classics there actually are.
Apparently 29.
Right, as you said.
If my math is right, we got about 22 minutes left here before True Brit comes on the air. So, I should jump. I did bring some of my 90s stuff. We do a 90s Preservation Society dance event where we do not do the Kung Fu every month. We have one coming up. Do you remember the date?
It's
December 27th. Our celebration of Y2K.
It's real.
Yes, the millennium.
The millennium is happening.
Yep, Gretchen does that with me and Terry, who I also forgot to mention in the last show. And boy, did I regret that.
But you mentioned her this time.
Mentioned her this time. I made sure I was going to write it down, but I forgot to write it down.
Well, that's good that you remembered. But I just remembered. You forgot to remember.
I forgot to remember to forget. To remember.
Yes.
I think that's a puzzle and song.
Yazoo.
Yep. I'm adept at any situation.
It's something.
Don't go. You don't want to go because you don't want to miss this ridiculous Lou Bega thing I got coming up here.
That's Bega.
Yeah. Do you know Lou Bega?
I do.
Do you remember Mambo Number 5?
Yeah, he had several different mambos.
Do you remember what the first words of Mambo Number 5 are?
A little bit of...
No, that's the first words of the chorus.
The chorus. Oh, I... No, I don't remember. Does he yell something?
He's... He does. I believe he does go... Wah!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But he also counts it in.
Okay.
And
does he go 5, 5, 5, 5?
No, keep that in mind. You'll remember it because this is basically the exact same song.
Let's join.
This is "I Got a Girl" by Lou Bega, the follow up to Mambo Number 5 here on Crap from the Past.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. The beggar on a trip, but you all come in with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You can get what you can see what you get. And I bet that you are a little bit excited. If you read an autograph, honey, I can write it. I got girls, but what underblended? Some call Whitney, some call Jenny. I got a girl in Paris, I got a girl in Rome. I even got a girl in Vatican Dome. I got a girl right here, I got a girl right there. And I got a girlfriend everywhere. I got a girl on the moon, I got a girl on Mars. I even got a girl that likes to dance with the stars. I got a girl right here and one right there. And I got a girlfriend everywhere. From Miami Beach to Beluga Bay, from the Milky Way to East LA, from Saint-Tropez to my home cafe. That's my way, and I do it like day by day. In Africa, America, Europe and Australia, Asia, Canada, I take them all to marry ya. India, Arabia, to the coast of Germany, all around the planet, you can be my fantasy. I got a girl in Paris, I got a girl in Rome, I even got a girl in the Vatican Dome. I got a girl right here, I got a girl right there. And I got a girlfriend everywhere. I got a girl on the moon, I got a girl on Mars. I even got a girl that likes to dance with the stars. I got a girl right here and one right there. And I got a girlfriend everywhere. You and me, no matter where you're from, baby. No matter where you're from, baby. Baby, only you and me. You and me, no matter where you're from, baby.
got a girl in Paris, I got a girl in Rome. I even got a girl in the Vatican Dome. I got a girl right here, I got a girl right there. And now I got a girlfriend everywhere. I got a girl on the moon, I got a girl on Mars. I even got a girl that likes to dance with the stars. I got a girl right here, and one right there. And now I got a girlfriend everywhere. I got a girl in Paris, I got a girl in Rome. I even got a girl in the Vatican Dome. I got a girl right here, I got a girl right there. And now I got a girlfriend everywhere. And now I got a girlfriend everywhere. And I got a girlfriend everywhere.
Below the waist. not a knife. This is a knife.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That's what it felt like.
I'm not used to the heterosexual sailor song. After years of the Village People.
Yes.
Welcome back to Crap from the Past. We got only a couple minutes left here, Ben.
Mason.
Hey, thanks.
That we said each other's names.
Yes, that's how you know that we're
different people.
We're true super friends for life. There's your music.
Yes.
It turns out, yeah, that turntable's real hot.
Hot turntables. Hot wax.
So that was Toy Box.
And
you could have thought that was Aqua, because they're both Danish.
I totally thought it was Aqua.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the same thing. That was the Sailor Song, preceded by Lollipop Candyman. One of all of these songs on that Aqua album that sound exactly like Barbie Girl.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, as we said earlier, once you find a formula, just stick with it.
Until you die.
You know, why you gotta take it down like that?
Oh, let's bring it back up.
All right. Yes, what did we do before that? Do you remember?
It was fun.
It was Lou Bega.
It was Lou Bega.
Was it Mambo number 5?
No. You could have been mistaken if you thought that it was.
And indeed I was.
And it was not.
I Got a Girl by Lou Bega.
He has a girl.
Yes. Our time is very tight. Simon will be here in mere moments to bring you the truest of the Brit.
He's close.
I'm going to play a song that I mixed up in my head as being exactly like I'm Too Sexy for about 20 years.
It's not.
But it turns out, yeah, Don't Talk, Just Kiss by Right Side Fred. It's pretty much a different song. And it's not a bad song. I maligned it unfairly.
Let's take a serious listen, then.
Let's take a serious listen, and then we gotta get the heck out of here.
Heck out.
Because time flies when you're having fun on Crap from the Past. Thank you very much, Ron. We are very thankful for you letting us come in here and...
Do it to it.
Don't talk anymore, just kiss on Crap from the Past. You have a good evening. Thank you for coming with me, Ben.
Thanks, Mason.
See you Thursday when we do Below the Waist.
On KFAI.org.
Good night.
Begun. So don't talk, just a kiss. We're beyond words and sound. Don't talk, just a kiss. Let your tongue fool around. Let's fool around. Oh yeah. There's people, there's love. You and I both apply to the above. The one and only reason is fun, fun, fun. I said, well, baby. Only just begun, so don't talk, just kiss. We're beyond words and sound.
time. Don't talk, kiss, and make it mine. The one and only reason is fun, fun, fun. I said, well, baby, we've only just begun. So don't talk, just kiss. We're beyond words and sound. Don't talk, just kiss. Let your tongue fool around. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Fool it.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Don't talk, just kiss, people.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, fool around.
Surrender your love to me.
So don't talk, just kiss.
BelowTheWaist.org and KFAI.org.
Welcome to A Taste of Britain. Hello, everybody, and welcome to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, and thanks to that internet thingy, just about everywhere on KFAI.org. For the next 2 hours, you're going to have a cavalcade of British music, courtesy of good old true Brit, Simon Husbands. So sit back, relax. Here's Simon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is me, your host, for the next 2 hours. This is me, Simon Husbands, here on True Brit, saying hello. It's lovely to be back. I wasn't here the last couple of weeks, so I don't know if anybody spotted anything, but thank you to Mason and Ben for a lovely, lovely evening. So where are you gentlemen off to now, if I may ask?
I'm gonna take Ben to his...
Into a microphone, please.
Oh, microphone.
Yes, thank you. I'll turn them all up just in case.
I've been talking
to St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
And will you be taking the roads?